This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's House Republicans are calling on Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold to step down. That's after a spreadsheet posted on her office's website included passwords to the state's voting equipment. Griswold's office and the manufacturer of the voting equipment both stressed that there are many safeguards in place. They say those safeguards will prevent someone from using the passwords to access the machine's operating systems. In issuing the call for Griswold to step down, House Minority Leader Rose Puglisi emphasized that she trusts the integrity of Colorado's local election officials. House Republicans tried unsuccessfully to impeach Griswold earlier this year. Less than 72 hours after the Highland Lakes fire sparked in Teller County, officials have lifted all evacuation orders. Firefighters have the 160-acre fire about 80% contained as of this afternoon. The fire started near Divide in the middle of a subdivision, leading to the evacuation of more than 700 homes. No injuries were reported from the fire, which grew quickly due to high winds in the area.
So we were very fortunate on this fire that we had the capabilities we had and that we did have extra resources in the community, locally, and then with our mutual aid groups, and then with the state. I fully expected this fire to be one of the worst in Teller County.
Traffic has returned to normal in the area after residents had to stop at official checkpoints before returning home. Scattered rain showers are possible across Grand Junction this afternoon, with showers also around the Front Range foothills. A freeze warning is in effect overnight for Grand Junction and Montrose, as well as much of the Front Range. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.